On Sunday in Hawley, local author Laura Carter is going to be launching her new book and possibly signing a few as well. But in the meantime, she's on the line now to talk to me. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning.
And how are you?
I'm fine, thank you very much.
Good. Are you warm?
Actually, not too warm. I think the house is getting a little bit cold. I think I need to put the heating back on, actually.
Oh, yeah, I've got a nice warm heater at my feet. It's lovely. Yeah, it's the temperature is still at zero outside at the moment. That is cold.
It is very cold, yes, very cold.
Anyway, I will stop waffling. And, well, you're a local author, but how long have you been writing?
Well, actually, this is the first time I've really written anything. It's a bit strange. I used to quite like writing stories in school, but really this is the sort of the first time I've really pursued it properly. So, yeah.
Ooh, exciting times then.
Yep, definitely.
So what are your books about, or who are they actually aimed at?
Well, they're actually just everyday silly adventures, really, but I wrote it for my daughter, who has mild cerebral palsy. So I suppose I was trying to look for books that represented her, and couldn't really find very many, so I decided to write one. So they're kind of, I suppose, a little bit the same as, like, the Gruffalo, that kind of level.
Right.
So ages maybe 3 to 8, that kind of thing.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. So basically.
So it's your daughter that really inspired you to write these stories.
Yes, we've there's a comedian called Francesca Martinez who has also got cerebral palsy, and we sort of started calling my daughter Wobbly just because Aww. She kind of started saying it, and it's quite a nice term. It's better than the cerebral palsy, very medicalised. Mm. So yes, that's what it's about.
So I understand this is your second book.
Yes, the first one is called Captain Wobbly, because it's about a wobbly person. The second one is called Captain Wobbly and the Invasion from Urm, so it's just the second in the series.
And this is being launched on Sunday in Hawley.
Yep.
Without giving too much away, you don't want to give too much away, can you tell me a little bit about this book that you're launching?
Yes, so basically it's set in Wales, because that's where my family are from.
Right.
Hello, family. And so it's also about an alien who communicates via 80s dance moves, which
Ooh.
Is something for the parents there as well.
Ooh, wow, sounds fantastic. So, Annie, you wrote it, but I understand Gary Andrews did the illustrations for you. How did you two meet?
Well, it's a bit of a strange story, actually. I used to work in Crawley, and I just got chatting to a colleague whilst I was there, and she said, oh, my cousin's an illustrator. So I just Googled his pictures and saw, oh, my God, that's what's in my head. So that's the rest of history, really. His pictures are absolutely amazing. They show kind of real movement, and that's sort of what I wanted for my stories. So, got into contact, and there we go.
It must be really nice when it comes together like that.
It was, actually. It was an amazing experience, actually, when he first drew Captain Wobbly himself, because I was sitting next to him just describing what was in my head, and the character just kind of came alive on the page, and it was, quite an amazing experience, actually.
Sounds exciting already.
Yeah.
So you're halfway through writing your third book, again without giving away too much. What is this book going to be about?
Well, when I'm not working full-time or writing or looking after two kids, I also run a scout group. I'm a scout leader. So the next one is set on camp. And there's actually a character which is very loosely based on Bear Grylls, so don't tell him. but I figured that there's 17 million people with cerebral palsy in the world, but there's actually 20 million scouts. So I thought, my daughter's a scout as well, so I thought that's a good combination.
Well, and why not? And when's the release of this one, this book, your third one?
The third one, well, like I said, I'm only halfway through writing it yet, so hopefully when I get a little bit of time after Christmas, I'll finish it. So hoping for maybe around springtime. So
along with that, have you any other plans for, say, next year for more books?
Yeah, I would love to, actually. I have got two that are sort of sitting in a notebook somewhere that I haven't really pursued yet. So one of them is a funny story about a single dad, but I want the pictures to show that he has prosthetic legs, because I think, again, it's something that's not really represented in stories. But I've also got another one sitting there. It's about my cat, Nois, who's a little bit mental, so I thought she was quite a good subject for a comedy book as well.
Why not? Include the cat as well.
Yes, why not?
So these books, I mean, you're launching your second one on Sunday, but are these books available in local bookstores?
Actually, no, they're just via the web at the moment, but I do have my own website. It's very easy. It's just www.wobblypress.co.uk, and all available from there, obviously apart from on Sunday. But if you do come on Sunday, you can get cake as well.
Oh, I'm sold. Yeah. Book and cake. What more could I want? So just remind us when and where on Sunday, please.
Okay, so it's 3 o'clock on Sunday at the Serendipity Cafe on High Street in Hawley. So there'll be cake there, there'll be coffee there, kids welcome. Maybe sort of I'll read a few bits of the story and opportunity to meet both me and Gary and get your book signed.
So, oh, fantastic. Right, I should put it in my diary, make a date.
Fantastic.
And I'll have some cake as well.
Definitely.
And of course, importantly, the book. Very important. That's more important than the cake.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yes. Well, all the best, Laura. Thank you very much for taking time out of your busy schedule to talk to me today. And I look forward to meeting you on Sunday.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.
Laura Carter, local author, of course, doing her book signing for her second book in Hawley on Sunday afternoon. And you get cake as well.